Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate her 17th anniversary in a couple of months. She's the president of the Galen Institute. There is nobody on the planet who knows more about public policy, healthcare reform. And she now has become, and I'm sure sometimes to her chagrin, an expert on Obamacare, and that's one of the reasons why we have her on today, is to give us a report on that. But she is the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and she, as I said, the president of the Galen Institute. She's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back.
Such a pleasure to be with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back as well. Grace Marie, totally not surprising to me at all, the Senate leadership asked you to build a boot camp on Obamacare for their staffers. Did I say that? Have I described that, the request,
you're
the right way?
You're a good reporter, absolutely.
And I've asked Grace, ladies and gentlemen, I've asked Grace Marie to give us a report. I'm fascinated by what she would tell them to help these people, because we all know how important staffers are to getting decisions made, to getting legislations passed. I mean, the staffers, they do the heavy lifting on a lot of this stuff, don't they, in the Congress?
They do. That's right. And, of course, the House and Senate Republicans, for the first time, held a joint retreat. They always have retreats, but usually the Senate Republicans and the House Republicans go their separate ways. They did it together this time up in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And while the members themselves were up there, we held a retreat for the staffers, a boot camp for staffers on Capitol Hill back in Washington last Friday. And we learned later that many of the same issues and many of the same urgent concerns were raised at both places.
Right. And so tell us what you taught them.
Well, one of the things that John Fund from National Review Online actually had a terrific column about this yesterday that was discussed urgently at the member retreat in Hershey was the upcoming King v. Burwell suit that's going to be heard before the Supreme Court,
right,
challenging the legality of subsidies for health insurance in 37 states.
The states that are federal exchanges.
Federal exchanges, that's right. And so about 5 million people would be affected. And there was considerable concern that while the statute, in my reading, I'm not a lawyer, but in my reading and the reading of many other lawyers, is very clear that the law does not allow them, there could be ways to dance around it if members felt that the justices felt that people would, 5 million people would lose their health insurance. Many of these people have lost it involuntarily before.
Right.
And if they lost it because of a Supreme Court decision, that would be really difficult. And so they need to see that House and Senate Republicans will get together and will quickly be able to produce a safety net and make sure that those people continue to have coverage if the Supreme Court makes its decision based upon the law. And that was a significant concern and issue at their retreat and at our boot camp.
So this is legislating, folks. This is strategic legislating because do you believe, let me rephrase this, some people believe that there might be some emotion involved by the Supreme Court if they thought that their ruling caused 5 million more people to be out of insurance.
That's right. You know, they're people.
Did I say that right?
They are. And I think that we saw with Justice Roberts' decision in 2012 the individual mandate, he thought, you know, Republicans aren't going to do anything, and all these people that need health insurance aren't going to get it. And he threaded the needle in a way that he became a majority
He contrived a new argument is what he did.
To let the law stand.
But what you're saying is the Congress, the Republicans in Congress, want to take that concern away from the Supreme Court so they can just rule on the facts in front of them.
That's right, and they need to do it quickly.
Yeah.
Because the decision is coming down on March 4th.
It's coming up real soon. And by the way, one of my predictions for 2015 was that they'd rule 5-4 against the Obamacare the way it's written currently. Stand by, quick break, right back. We're going to talk. I want to ask Grace Marie, how's the employer mandate rolling out for small businesses in 2015?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.